Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Good morning, Chloe Katompa. How are you?
Morning. Thank you for having me.
You are head of operations at Reach for a Dream. Such a fantastic organization doing amazing things. We've met you years ago, and we know the fantastic work that you do. And it's that time of year again. It's Slipper Day coming up.
Oh.
Just remind us what Slipper Day is all about.
So Slipper Day is all about getting South Africans to help us make dreams come true. We ask everybody to wear their slippers on the 30th of May. And it's just to show our dreamers that we stand in solidarity with them.
How do you make money from it?
So if people go out at a Wimpy, Pick and Pay, Dis-Chem, Baby City, and they buy a 20 Rand sticker, they then can wear their slippers on Friday and get a free coffee and actually make a child's dream come true.
Only how much?
20 Rand.
Wow, that's...
Here are the stickers that you will get.
Okay.
And to get us in the mood...
Yes.
you time it perfectly. I'm not going to lie to you. You time it perfectly. Every year... Uh-huh. Because we get spoilt.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yes.
Treated.
Oh. Yes, we do.
To slippers.
Yay!
And then there's normally a fight. Who gets the monster feet?
Uh-huh.
Who gets the sleeping...
Sleeping pigs.
Piglets.
Pigs.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are cute.
They are very cute.
Do you want the sleeping
piggies?
I kind of
want the sleeping pigs.
Oh, you want the sleeping pigs. For Felicity. These look cool. These are...
Blue monster feet.
Blue monster feet.
Surely.
But isn't that the monster?
That's you.
Surely.
That's the monster from the kids movie, Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, that's right.
Furry monster feet.
Yeah.
So my dog attacked those ones last time. Actually...
What is this?
Those look like sheep.
That's Shaun the sheep, isn't it?
Yes.
Aww. That's all Shaun the sheep.
Sleepy sheep.
Shaun the nice. Sheep. And also...
Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
Wow.
Okay, now you got to choose. These are, what are these?
I think those are just little zebras.
Yeah.
I know, but those are giving
little
me like, I go to like the Kruger Park and then I'm like in the wild and I wear my zebra slippers.
But Felicity, do you want the pigs or the sheep or the zebra?
I think zebra.
The zebra's giving Madagascar.
Yeah.
Oh. Someone else can have pigs. Pig feet. Yeah, listen, this is a whole lot of fun. Thank you very much again for spoiling the team with amazing slippers. To remind everybody, wear your slippers on Friday. Buy the sticker for 20 Rand and support Reach for a Dream. What does Reach for a Dream do?
So we make dreams come true for children that have life-threatening illnesses. Can you imagine being 12 years old and then diagnosed with cancer and you have to face that reality on your own? And so we want to come into that situation and give the child hope that you can fight, even if it's just for one day, even if it's just for one more hour. Your life is worth it and your dreams are worth it. And that's our core mission, you know.
It's amazing because you get them to focus on living.
Exactly. Mm.
You get them to focus on life.
Yeah.
Because truly, actually, none of us know.
No.
It's about what is your dream? What do you want to do while you're here?
Yeah.
That is incredible. I've been lucky over the years. I've seen it with my own eyes. You do incredible work. You spread so much positivity, hopes, dreams, to remind people, especially these kids and people, to focus on that. I think it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I've got a beautiful testimonial this morning.
Okay.
Tell me about this person.
So, Dr. Ntuli is the CEO of the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital, but she's also a survivor and a dreamer. And I think you'll hear from her testimonial that her dream had an incredible impact on her life.
Yeah. Imagine this. Just listen to this. She left us a voice note.
My name is Nonkululeko Bikutso. Everybody at work calls me Dr. Ntuli. I work at the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital, and I was one of the many children whose dream was made to come true by Reach for a Dream Foundation. My mom was approached by Reach for a Dream through the oncology nurse at the hospital where I was receiving treatment. So I had been diagnosed with cancer as a teenager. And when they approached me, they asked me, so what would I like, you know? And I remember at the time there were two options. It was either a computer or an experience. And I just remember thinking to myself, well, you know, a computer, I've seen computers and they can get old. And maybe when I'm older, I'd be able to buy myself a computer. But at that point, I'd never been on an airplane. And so I really wanted, most importantly, to also visit my aunt who had been living in Washington, D.C. at the time. And so Reach for a Dream gave me my first trip outside of South Africa on an airplane. And that experience opened my mind to the world that exists outside of Soweto, outside of Johannesburg, and that anything is possible, that I don't have to be limited by where I am, and that dreams do come true. And at that point, I'd always wanted to be a doctor. And obviously, with all the treatment I'd been getting and everything I'd gone through with my illness, at some point, I never thought that was possible. So having had that dream come true through the philanthropy and the goodness of other people's heart, I knew that, you know what, anything is possible. I can work hard to make my dream come true of becoming a doctor. So they're a great organization, and I'm grateful that they continue to do that work, even at the hospital where I work right now, where we have so many children who are also suffering from life-threatening conditions. Sure. That Reach for a Dream, over 25 years later, is still doing the wonderful work that it does.
How's that full circle?
It's amazing.
How beautiful is that from Dr. Nkuli? You reminded her, I love that part where she said that there's a whole world out there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Outside of Soweto at the time. And it reminded her of so many things. Reminded her of that. It reminded her to chase her dreams to become a doctor.
Yeah.
She then became a doctor.
Yeah.
And now gives back like that. That is a beautiful story. That's touching.
It's powerful, and no matter how big or small the dream is, its power is still the same.
But then we also have to acknowledge that some kids' dreams don't necessarily include airplane flights.
No. Yeah.
It's sometimes a lot more simple than that, right?
That's the thing that's always struck me, is the simplicity of children's dreams.
Sure.
They're not necessarily complicated.
No. And it doesn't often it doesn't even cost that much money.
No. Yeah.
No, I mean, our studies show that 60% of the guardians of our dreamers are unemployed. So a lot of our kids are going through a really tough, tough time. And sometimes all kids want is a cell phone so they can phone their mom from hospital, because mom can't be there because she'll lose her job if she spends weeks on end in hospital with her child.
Sure.
So she has to choose between spending those moments with her child that she doesn't know if they are guaranteed, or losing her job and not being able to support the rest of the family. Those are some of the choices our dreamers parents have to make.
Do dreams even get smaller than that?
Yeah,
I mean, give me a really simple one.
Clothing, just clothes. Oh. I mean, I don't want to talk about the sad side, but some parents will literally bury their children in the clothes that we got their child for their dream, because it meant so much to the dreamer and the parents.
Sure. I even heard a story about someone wanting just to bake a cake.
Yeah. Aww. Simple. Or, you know, just a sewing machine, because the dreamer wants to learn how to sew. I mean, when we take our dreamers to KFC, they are in awe. That for them is like amazing. It's a treat. Even going to the mall, you take it for granted. But a lot of children do not get to go to Sandton City or to Eastgate Mall and watch a movie.
Yeah.
So we take for granted a lot of opportunities that we have in our everyday life.
Sure. Well, listen, thank you for sharing all these amazing stories with us, and thank you for what you do. Thank you for getting kids to dream, to live their dreams, to focus on that. It's so positive. It is so touching. It's so powerful, as you said. I really, really believe in what you do. Seen it with my own eyes. You do incredible work. You step in sometimes in the harshest, toughest circumstances and challenges. And I see smiles on these kids' faces because you get them that sewing machine or the phone, or take them to the mall.
Yeah.
Those simple things that don't often even cost money, but that must come from somewhere.
Yeah.
So I want to urge you this morning, empower them, enable them to get these dreamers to their dreams. No matter how small or how big, wear your slippers on Friday. Is there a hashtag that you use for this? Can people take pictures and share it?
Yes, you can tag Reach for a Dream, and also our theme this year is Do It for the Dreamers. So you can say hashtag Do It for the Dreamers. You can tag our retail partners, Wimpy, Pick and Pay, Dis-Chem, Toys R Us, and Reach for a Dream.
Love it. 20 Rand, man. Come on now. Come on now. Mm. Buy stickers for the whole office.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I dare all the managers, the CEOs, the MDs. Mm-hmm. Buy stickers for the whole company.
Yes.
Get your whole company to wear slippers. We will be wearing from the piggies
to the zebras.
To the zebras. The monster feet. We will do that on Friday. That's how the show is going to run with these slippers on Slipper Day. Happy Slipper Day. I also want to give 50,000 rand.
Oh my gosh.
From
Thank you.
Good Morning Angels
Fund,
make more dreams come true.
You're with your Auburn family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.